Today's daf is Gittin Daf Tes, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Shmuel ben Moshe Tzvi, and Sheindel Bas Menachem Mendel, Hashem Yimkom Domon, that's my good friend Yitzi Fuchs' grandparents, who were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. May today's learning be a schus and an aliyah for the neshama. So we're moving along in the first sugya of Masechtas Gittin, the sugya of Hamevi Get Mi Medina Sayom, Tzorech Sheyoymar, Befonai Nechtav, Ubefonai Nechtav. Stating that, today's daf is going to introduce a new wrinkle, and that is the laws of Befonai Nechtav, Ubefonai Nechtam, as it relates to not only a Get Isha, but also a Get Shechrer. So, we're learning Masechtas Gittin, which of course deals primarily with Gittei Noshim. But may inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan, a sub-theme of the Masechta and something that's going to come up a lot, are the laws of another get, that's a get shechrer. So what's a get shechrer? Once upon a time, before Lincoln freed the slaves, a person can own an Eved Kanani, an Eved Ivri. If somebody wanted to free his Eved, the way to do so was to write a get. Not a get isha, but a get shechrer. Now, it's interesting that the laws of get shechrer mirror the laws of get isha. In fact, Chazal had a gzeira shava that was darshan in many different areas that link the two parashiyas in the Torah. It says the word la in the parash of get isha, the kasav la sefer krisos. It says the word la in the parasha of Get Shechrer, and from Gzeirah Shavah, la, we learn that many of the halachas that relate to a Get Isha relate to a Get Shechrer as well. One of those halachas is the halacha of Befanai Nechtav uBefanai Nechtav. Now really, the halacha Befanai Nechtav uBefanai Nechtav is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's not a Din D'Oraisa, but it's for that reason that this sugya is going to come up right now. Regardless, the daf is going to very much discuss laws of get isha, me'inyan le'inyan, laws of get shechrer. The mishnah of befanai nechtav or befanai nechtav related to a get shechrer is really on daf tesem at aleph, so that's going to come up more in the middle of the daf. But the beginning of the daf is going to begin with a braisa that's really predicated on the mishnah that we're not going to know until we're somewhere in the middle of the daf. It's all me'inyan le'inyan ba'os inyan, without any further introductions. Okta Gemara, a braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Eved Shehevi Gitoy. An Eved brought his own get. So this is an Eved that brings a get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, a get shechra. The Kosov boy, and it said in the get as follows, Atzmecha unechosai kenuyim lecha. So the master of this Eved wrote a shtar to his Eved, and he told him two things. Number one, Atzmecha kenuyim lecha. I'm giving you yourself. That's a lashon, that's a nusach of a get shechrer. I'm freeing you. Additionally, he told him, unechasai knuyim lecha, all my nechasin, all my possessions, I'm giving you as well. So this Eved is now free because he told him, atzmecha knuyim lecha. In addition to that, everything, the whole plantation, the whole estate that this master is living on, everything is now going to belong to this Eved as well. Says the Braisa, what's the halacha? Atzmoy kono. As it relates to the Eved being koino himself, that he could be koino. Nechasim lekono. However, as it relates to the nechasim, that already he won't be able to be koino. Now, you're going to ask me, why is he not koino the nechasim? He has a shtar that says mevurish, unechasai knuyim lecha. So why is it nechasim lekono? The reason is because in order for somebody to be able to use a shtar to get anything, you need not only the shtar, it's not enough to have signatures on the shtar, but you have to do kiyum shtaris. You have to verify the signatures on the shtar to know that this shtar is a good shtar. Now, kiyum shtaris is the rabbanon. Midei raisa idem achsumen al hashtar is nasa kemishenech kirei dusen bebezden. Whatever. Midrabanan, you need kiyum shtaris. So midrabanan, you can't be goiva anything unless your shtar has kiyum shtaris. Hacha b'mayaskina, with the Eved that brought his get, did not have any kiyum shtaris. If it didn't have kiyum shtaris, why then would he be able to get anything? The reason is because just like by a get isha, there's a special chiddush, and that is that as long as you say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, that is going to work in lieu of kiyum shtaris. That same exact chiddush you would have as it relates to Eved who has a get shichur. Stating that kula that you find by get isha is only with regards to freeing the isha from her husband. Thus, based on the comparison to get shichur, it would work for the Eved to now be meshuchur. But as it relates to the second din, the second component of this shtar shichur, which states u'nechasai knuyim l'cha, that he's going to be zoichen the nechasim, that's a regular shtar matana. A shtar matana doesn't have any chidushim that you don't need kiyim shtaris. As a result, it definitely would need a kiyim shtaris, being that he didn't have any. So therefore, the halach is going to be atzmai kana, nechasim loy kana. So this is really a chiddush where you have one shtar shichur, where we say that as it relates to one of the components of the shtar shichur, you don't need a kiyum shtaris. Regarding the other component of the shtar shichur, you do need a kiyum shtaris. As it relates to the Eved himself being treated as a meshuchur, for that you don't need kiyum shtaris. As it relates to nechasai knuyim lecha, that this Eved is now going to be zoichen all the possessions, all the nechasim of the master, for that already you would need kiyum shtaris. And being that he didn't have kiyum shtaris, so therefore the halach is atzmai kana nechasim loikana. That's the halacha. Zok the Gemara Iba Yeluhu. The Bnei Yeshiva heard this braisa, and they had a follow-up question. What would be if you had a case that's not mamish the case of the braisa, but it's me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan? It's a very similar case, but it's different in a nuanced way, and this nuance, the Bnei Yeshiva thought, maybe makes a world of a difference. What would be if an Eved comes, again, from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, he has a get shichur in his hand, and the get shichur says the following, Kol nechasai knuyim lecha. The master wrote him and he said, all my possessions should belong to you. Now, this Lashon really means the same thing that the Braisa's Lashon meant. The Braisa, the Shtar Shichur said, Atzmecha u'nechasai knuyim lecha. In the Bnei Yeshiva's case, it said, Kol nechasai knuyim lecha. Atzmecha u'nechasai means kol nechasai. Kol nechasai means atzmecha u'nechasai. So really, they mean the same thing. The Pirush HaMilas, the translation, the Meturgeman would say the same thing in both cases. However, in the first case, he singled out the Eved, and he had all the other possessions in a separate bucket. So, Atzmecha u'nechasai, which in totality means Kol Nechasai. In the Bnei Yeshiva's case, it was one Lashon of Kol Nechasai. What's the Shaila? So the Shaila is maybe the only time you can spalt, the only time you can split this shtar in half, and you can say that as it relates to atzmecha, b'fanai nechtav is going to work, you don't need kiyum shtaris. But as it relates to nechasai, you need a regular kiyum shtaris. That's if in the language of the shtar, they're chalak. So once they're separated in the language of the shtar, we can say, these are the words, palginon dibure, and therefore will be mechalik in the halacha between the atzmecha and between the nechasai. But to the extent that in the language of the shtar, it's one lashon, he said kol nechasai, so once he says kol nechasai, maybe loy palginon dibure, we can't take the one word kol nechasai and say that as kol nechasai relates to atzmecha, oh, for that already we compare it to get isha, and over there you can have the halacha that you don't need kiyum shtaris. But as it relates to the nechasai part of kol nechasai there, yeah, that was the shaila. Either way, Amar Abaya, Abaya said, this is my psak. Being that you don't need kim shtaris for atzmecha, and he said atzmecha, and nechasai in the same lashon, he said kol nechasai. So, even though ordinarily you would need kim shtaris for shtar matana, but being that he's kohen himself, because for himself you don't need kim shtaris, kona nechasam is all. Amalei Rava, so Rava told Abaya, bishlame atzmei likni, bishlame, I understand why he could be kohen himself, because we compare get shichra, like we spoke out, to a get isha. And just like by get isha, there's a chiddush that you don't need kim shtaris, so too there's a chiddush you don't need kim shtaris for get shichra. Ela nechasam loy likni. But how could you be kind of the nechasam to have that kim shtaris? Every shtar matana requires kim shtaris. What do you mean mitoich? I don't understand what this mitoich means. For the get shichra component, yeah, okay, that's a tushdel to get isha. But kol nechasai, how could you be kind of that? Adam Rabbi, Sabai told Rabbi, I hear what you're saying. Meaning, I'm going to tweak my psak. Mitoich shel loy kana nechasem loy kana atzmei. Meaning, Abaya, in his tweak, in the Hadamar Abaya, is remaining consistent that you can't be mechalik. You can't spalt the atzmecha and the nechasai. Now, Rava, I hear what you're saying, that for the kol nechasai component, you for sure need kiyum shtaris. Mita dehavia kiyum shtaris to alma. Okay, so then for the atzmecha, it's going to be the same thing. And therefore, the halacha is going to be that you're not kind of the nechasim, because for that you need kiyum shtaris and mitoich shloi kana nechasim. So too, loy kana atzmai. So Abaye felt that being that in the case of the iboyelahu, it was one lashon of kol nechasa. You can't spout kol nechasa. You have no right to say klape atzmecha azoy, klape the nechasim azoy. You have to remain consistent. Okay, so what then is the consistent psak? You're gonna have to say a chiddush. Either you're gonna say that atzmecha loy kana, even though ordinarily atzmecha b'fanai nechtam would work, or you're gonna say nechasa kana, even though really that's a regular shtar matana, and ordinarily kim shtaris ta alma requires regular edim. Abaya initially thought that mitoich shekana atzmai kana nechasim, and then he was chayzer and he said mitoich shaloi kana nechasim loy kana atzmai. Either way, that was the before and after of Abaya. Rava argued with Abaya. Amalei Rava. Rava said bishlam nechasim loy likni, the same exact time. I understand why you're not kind of the nechasim midid habiyakim shtaris d'alma el atzmai likni midid habiyagetisha. Meaning Abaya, I understand you not before and not after. At the end of the day, lechura, there's no mitoich svaris over here. Atzmecha, you should be able to be koina. Shar nechasim, you shouldn't be able to be koina. Palginan dibura, chvesen shvin sugis of palginan dibura. Meaning, you could be palginan dibura. And therefore, Elamah Rava said, echad zeh, ve'echad zeh. Meaning, it doesn't matter the case of the braisa, where it says mefurish in the shtar, atzmecha nechasai knuim lecha. Or the case in the Bnei Yeshiva, where he said, kol nechasai knuim lecha. The halach is going to be the same. Atzmei kona, nechasim loy kona. Bottom line, in the case of the braisa, where an eved comes with a get shechar that says, atzmecha nechasai knuim lecha, that's mefurish. There's no conversation. That was addressed on the Tanoim level. The halach is, atzmei kona, nechasim loy kona. The shaila was, what if it didn't say atzmecha nechasai? They weren't singled out. It just said kol nechasai. That was already machloikas Abaye v'Rava. Abaye held first mitoich shekana atzmei kona nechasim. Then he changed his mind. Mitoich shaloy kona nechasim loy kona atzmei. But the side of Abaye was the same, and that is loy palginan dibura. So whatever the halach is going to be for half of the dibur, that's going to have to be the halach for the other half of the dibur as well. Rava was chaylik, and Rava said that the halacha in this case is the same as the halacha in the braisa. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh. And what is the halacha? Yes, palginan dibura. Meaning, atzmei kona, because for that, you don't need kiyum shtaris, whereas nechasim loy kona, midid habi hakiyum shtaris dam. Zok the Gemara. Amalei Rav Adi bar Masna l'Rava. So Rav Adi bar Masna told Rava, your psak is keman k'Rav Shimon. Sounds like you're going according to Rav Shimon, the amr palginan dibura, who holds palginan dibura. Meaning, the side of Rava's psak, like we mentioned, is that he holds palginan dibura. So Rav Adi bar Masna told Rava, who is the Tana in Shas that holds palginan dibura? It's Rav Shimon, as in Rav Shimon bar Yochai. What's the makar to this Rav Shimon? It's a Mishnah. A Mishnah in the third parak of Mesechtes Peah, the Tana, Akoisiv Chon Lechasav Le'avdoi, somebody wrote a shtar to his Eved. And it said in the shtar, I'm giving you all my nechasim. That's what it said. Kol nechasai knuyim lecha. What's the halacha? Yotza ben chayim. He goes, what if he would write in the shtar, I'm giving you all my nechasin, with the exception of one piece of karka. Now we'll see in the Gemara, it's going to play itself out, that it doesn't matter if he identified a specific piece of karka, or if he just said, there's one piece of karka, I'm not telling you which one, that one you're not going to get. So what's the halacha? Lo yotza ben chayim. The Chachamim say in the Mishnah, now the Eved doesn't go free. So if somebody writes to his Eved, I'm giving you all my nechasim, the Eved is included in all the nechasim of the master, and as a result, that's just a very roundabout way of giving him a get shecher. If he singles out a piece of property, now the Eved doesn't go free. Why? The Eved's not a piece of property. Now, Eved is hukish l'karkois, but that's in lundis. The Eved is not a piece of property. The reason is because, really, for a master to give his Eved the entire estate is a milsud l'shchicha. It's not something that's very, very mistaber. If he does it, he does it. What are you going to do? But the minute there's any way to say that even though he said it and wrote it, he didn't really mean it, we're going to lean in that direction. To the extent that he was mishayer, a piece of property, it already is giving us a raglaim l'dover that he doesn't really want to give him everything. V'haraya, he was mishayer, a piece of property. Once he does that, we assume he didn't mean to give him himself either. He wasn't Mishayer himself. So Rashi says, we assume lechnufe lekaasi. He wanted to be machnefim. He wanted to make him feel good. But the truth is that he never really meant to say and to give what it seems like he said any gate. Now, you're going to tell me it's Dvarim Shavalev? Obviously, there's an under the Muchach that he doesn't really mean to do this, and as a result, Dvarim Shavalev is not going to be a tiny either. But the bottom line is that the Chachamim say that to the extent that he shire karka kosher, if he leaves over a little bit of karka, then already that's enough for lo yotza ben chayv. Rab Shimon was chayv. He says, if he leaves over karka, that means he didn't mean to be meshachru the eved. What do you mean? He was meshachru the eved. Rather, loyelamu ben chayrin. He's always going to be considered a ben chayrin. Atche yoymar, unless he's going to say, kol mechasai nesunin leploini avdi chutz mi echad mi riboy shabahan. Reb Shimon says that he's going to be considered a ben chayrin. Meaning, the fact that he left over a little bit of karka, that in and of itself doesn't make him not a ben chayrin. Now, the only way a shear would make him not a ben chayrin is if he would say, I'm leaving over something. And Rav Shimon adds language, chutz mi echad mi riboy shabam. Even if he says, I'm leaving over 1/10,000th of my estate. So it sounds like he has an Ebesha estate. But even if he says 1/10,000th of the estate, that would be enough. And Rashi speaks out that even if this Ebed is worth more than 1/10,000th of the estate. But the minute he's Meshayer a little bit of a something, then already it's going to be a shear. Bottom line, we have a machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. In this Mishnah, Masechtas Peah, what happens if someone is koisev kol nechasev la'avdai, chutz mikarka kolshu, but he left over a little bit of karka. According to the Chachamim, the Eved doesn't go free. Because we assume that just like he left over the karka, he meant to be Meshayer the Eved also. He wasn't. According to Rav Shimon, the halach is, he is going to go free. Because he was Meshayer karka. He wasn't Meshayer the Eved himself. Okay, what's the shaychis to our sugya? What's the shaychis to Palgin and Dibur? It is a long Rashi, where Rashi explains the shaychis. And really, the shaychis is based on one word that Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon oimer la'olam hu ben chayrin. He used the word la'olam. La'olam is mashma that in all situations where the Eved or where the master was Meshayer Karka, the halacha is the Eved is going to go free. It doesn't matter if the karka that the master was Meshayer was a specific karka, or la'olam, even if it wasn't a specific karka. Still, the halacha is that the Eved's going to go free. The punchline is that what would be if he wasn't Meshayer a piece of karka, a specific piece of karka? So the master wrote a shtar and he said that I'm giving you all my nechasim to the Eved, with the exception of one piece of karka. We don't know what that piece of karka is. So the halacha is not going to get any karka. Because he was Meshayer one piece of karka, you can end up getting nothing. If all this master owned was the Eved and the karka, then what's going to emerge is that the Eved's going to go free, because that's from Shimon Shita. Just because you're Meshayer karka doesn't mean that there's a shear on the Eved, but all the karka is not going to go free, meaning the master's going to keep his karka. So really what you have is a master that was Koisev Kol Nechasov, yet the Kol is going to work to free the Eved, but not to free anything else. Essentially, you're taking the words kol nechasav and you're being palgin and libure. You're saying that it's chal klapi the Eved, but it's not chal klapi the karka, which is Rava's halacha of palgin and libure. So it says the Gemara, Omelie Rav Adam Amasta l'Rava. Rava, you said palgin and libure. You hold that if somebody writes a shtar to his Eved, he says kol nechasai knuyim lucha, and there was no kiyum, but he said b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. Vas is negeya the shichrur, yeah. But vas is negeya all the other nechasim midid avakim shtaris de'amad that the Eved's not going to be zoichin. What's the makar to that? That's mamish Rav Shimon's halach in the Mishnah Masechtas Peah. Isn't that really what Rav Shimon said? Rav Shimon had such a case where somebody gave his Eved a shtar, and he wrote, kol nechasai knuyim lecha chutz mi karka. He didn't say karka ploini. He left it vague. As a result, the Eved goes free, but all the other nechasim he's not going to get. So he's saying, meres palgin and deburit. Okay, so why is this a problem? Right, the niggin is a kasha over here. What's the kasha? Because here's the punchline. Amar Rav Yosi bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, afa pisha kiles Rav Yosi es Rav Shimon. Even though Rav Yosi heard what Rav Shimon said, he was mekalasim, he was meshabeach, his shita, he thought, what a gevaldige shita. About Loch Grameyer, that Loch is like Grameyer, he's the other shita in that Mishnah that holds that really, once you leave over a little bit of karka, it's considered a shear not only for the karka, but it's considered a shear for the Eved as well. And if that's the case, you don't have a makar from here. Now, where do you find that Rav Yosi was Meshabeach, Rav Shimon, the Tanya, it's a Brice, Shemer, Dwar, Lefnei, Rav Yosi heard Rav Shimon's halacha, Kar Olam Mikra Hazeh, he recited the following pasuk, Sfasayim Yishak, Meshav Devarim Nechaychem. Rashi says, Royhu li noshek, that if you hear a vart like this, mamish, he deserves a kiss. But the bottom line is that you see from here that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. So if Rava's halacha is predicated on Rav Shimon, who holds Pagin and Dibure, and the halacha is not like Rav Shimon, by the way, we know the halacha is almost never like Rav Shimon. Lost love the halacha will be like Rav Shimon. But today the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. So if that's the case, how could Rava be based on a shita that's the way Aliba the Hilchazah? But the Gemara interrupts, and the Gemara says, this is really a kasha. I'm going to ask you a different kasha. Yom Rav Nachman Hachi. Could it be that Rav Nachman said the halacha is not like Rav Shimon? Amar Rav Yosef Amar Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef Amar Yumi said in the name of Rav Nachman, Shchivmaras, because of Kol Nechazav Le'avdoi, if a Shchivmaras. So this is a man that's lying on his deathbed. And he wrote a shtar, and he said, all my Nechazim should belong to my Eved. V'amad, and then he had a refuah Shalemo, Chayzeh ben Nechazim. So the halacha is, he gets all his Nechazim back. Meaning, even though he seems to have given it away, but we understand he only gave it away because he was dying, so therefore everything can come back. However, the Eved himself, who was freed, does not go back. Meaning, the Eved remains a ben chayrim. Why? Chayzeh ben Nechazim, matna shchiv marahu. The reason he could be chayzeh on the Nechazim is because the maton of a shchiv mara has very special halachas. One of them is, we assume that the only reason he gave it away is because he thought he was dying. Well, now that he's not dying, gevaldik, so he gets all his money back. But halachas, he can't get the Eved back. And the reason is, shari yatz olav shem ben chayrim. Because once it was yatz olav shem ben chayrim, at that point, we have to let this Eved remain a free man. But the bottom line is, you see from here that this is a shchiv mara that was kosav kol nechasav la'avdoi. And what's the halacha if he gets better? We're palgin on dibure. We say that the Eved will be free, but everything else is not going to be free. So again, you see, Rav Nachman himself holds palgin on dibure. So you're asking me a kasha on Rava from Rav Shimon. Meaning, assuming that Rava's halacha palgin and dibure is based on Rav Shimon, who said palgin and dibure. The problem is Rav Nachman said the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Meaning, Rav Nachman doesn't hold a palgin and dibure. I have a raya that Rav Nachman does hold a palgin and dibure. The bottom line is, we obviously need to understand Rav Shimon's halacha a little bit better and understand a little bit better why Rav Nachman didn't hold like Rav Shimon, because otherwise we're going to be left with a steerous Rav Nachman. And when we do that, we're going to realize that there's no kasha from the fact that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon in the Mishnah and Peya of Palgin and Deburah, yet Rav Paskin Palgin and Deburah. Why is that? Olam Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Hasam hainu taimo mishum delav kroskitohu. The way Rashi explains this last line of the sugya is that la'olam Rava holds palgin and dibure, and la'olam Reb Shimon also holds palgin and dibure. And it's true that halacha is not like Reb Shimon, but the reason the halacha is not like Reb Shimon is not because Reb Shimon holds palgin and dibure. It's not the palgin and dibure part of Reb Shimon that is the reason that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Palgin and dibure is not a problem, and that's not the reason the Chachamim had an issue with Rav Shimon's psak. V'haraya, Rav Nachman, who said that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon, himself paskins palgin and dibure. Why then would the Chachamim chaylik on Rav Shimon? The reason the Chachamim chaylik on Rav Shimon, and it's Rameir in that Mishnah, is because they fundamentally disagreed with what Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon said that if somebody writes all his nechasim and he leaves over karka, it's only a shir on the karka, it's not a shir on the Eved. They were chaylik on that. They held there was a shir on the Eved as well. And if it's a shir on the Eved as well, so it's for that reason the halacha of Rav Shimon is not true. Rav Shimon's halacha is that we split the Eved himself versus all the karka. You could split. There's no problem with palgin and dibure. Rav Nachman holds palgin and dibure. Rava, that's why we started the sugya, holds palgin and dibure. The reason the Chachamim have a problem with Rav Shimon is because they hold this is not a case of palgin and dibure. Not because they have a fundamental issue with palgin and dibure. That's not a problem. The problem is this isn't that a good tzir from palgin and dibure, because palgin and dibure is going to be predicated on the fact that we're going to assume that this person wants to free his slave, but he doesn't want to give him any karka. That's not true. The minute he's Mashiach Karka and Meir holds, we also assume that he doesn't want to free a slave. Ah, he was only Mashiach Karka. Good, that's the Rashi on the bottom of Chesom Ebeis. We assume Lechnufe Lei Kaasi Veloi Shichere. But the point is that Avada Rav is based on Pagin and Dibure, and it's true Rav Shimon's Halach in the Mishnah and Pei is based on Pagin and Dibure, and it's true Rav Nachman said Halach is not like Rav Shimon, but not because he doesn't hold Pagin and Dibure. The reason Halach was not like Rav Shimon was because Rav Meir, who was Chaylik Rav Shimon, fundamentally disagreed with Rav Shimon. He held that it's not a case of Palgin and Dibure. But if you had a case of Palgin and Dibure, Rav Nachman himself passed in Palgin and Dibure. in the Bura. And that's why Rav is able to paskin Palkin in the Bura. Now, we explained the Gemara, but we didn't touch the words. What was the last line? Well, Ashni said, Hasam Hainu Taimo Mishum Delav Krus Gitohu. What does that mean? Krus Gitohu. So Krus Gitohu is a concept in Gerushin. And if it's a concept in Gerushin, it ends up through the Gzeira Shava, la, being a concept regarding Shechur as well. Krus Gita means that when a man is Megarish's wife, it has to be a full-fledged separation. They can't be hanging on thread. It has to be a krisos. They have to completely be severed. And that's true for Shechur as well. And Rashi explains that the Yisoid of Rav Meir, who's Chaylik with Rav Shimon in that Mishnah, and he holds that if somebody writes to his Eved that I'm giving you all my nechasim with the exception of a little bit of karka, that we assume that he didn't mean to be Meshach with the Eved, it's because being that it's a little bit unclear, meaning there's a svar of la chnufe lekaasi, so that's enough to say that this is not a good enough krisos, and that's really part and parcel of Shitas Rav Meir in that Mishnah. So it's not the punchline so much, but it's the Hezber and Shitas Rav Meir. The punchline is that the reason Rav Nachman said that Allah is not like Rav Shimon is not because he didn't hold the Balgir and the Burek, it's because he preferred Rav Meir's Pshat, and he held that if the Odoin is Meshayer, a little bit of Karka, we assume he's Meshayer David as well. You want to know what the reason for that is? Mishum Delav Kroskitohu. Because if it's not 100% clear that you mean to be Meshayer, then there's a Chsarn and Krisos, and therefore the whole Get Shechur as it relates to the Eved is not going to be a good Get Shechur. Bottom line, this concludes the first portion of today's daf. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, and maybe you get Mevdina Sayyam, Tzarech Sheyoymar, Befanai Nechtav, Ubefanai Nechtav. Fast forward to the last line of the Mishnah, and maybe you get Beretz Yisrael. Somebody brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzarech Sheyoymar, Befanai Nechtav, Ubefanai Nechtav. Ve'im Yesh, Olav Eirin, Yiskayim Bechaysam. So if somebody brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, or from one part of Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael, the halach is, he does not have to say Befanai Nechtav, Befanai Nechtav. That Takonas Chazal didn't apply. However, in Yeshal of Iron, if someone's going to be Meir, at that point you scan Bechaysam. Now, when we learned the Mishnah in the Alt Nayashu, we spoke out one line of the bottom Toysfis on the Abdezim and Aleph, where Toysfis said that you see even in this line of Chiddush, meaning at first glance you're going to say, oh, this is a regular case. This just stems with all the Gdarim of Tayr Shabbat Peh. There's no Takana Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtav, so let's just treat it like a regular star. False. You're not treating it like a regular shtar. How do you know that? Because a regular shtar, you would preemptively have to do kiyum chaysomis. Anytime you pull out a shtar, you need to be mekayim the chaysomis of the shtar. This is a very important yisoid that we need to internalize in Masechtas Gittin. Now, it's only midrabanan. Kiyum shtar is midrabanan. Right? You always think of, if somebody has a shtar, that's like the best evidence in the world. You owe me money. Prove it. I have a shtar. Prove it weiter. What do you mean? What else do you want me to prove? It says that you owe me money. There's two John Hancocks on this shtar. What else am I supposed to do? I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. Kim shtaris. Kim shtaris. I thought a shtar works. Midrash, it does work. But midrash, you have to do kim shtaris. So you always have to preemptively have a kim shtaris. But the Mishnah is mavur that when it comes to a get isha, you don't have to preemptively do kim shtaris. Nothing to do with Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta. Eretz Yisrael, well, you don't have to say Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechta. Im Yesh, Olav Eirim, then Yiskayim B'chaysamim. But if there's no Eirim, then you don't have to be Yiskayim B'chaysamim. Now, what's the reason for this? What's the reason? So Tosfos said that the whole Kiyum Shtaris is based on just an insecurity, and we're going to irrationally think that maybe this Shtar is Mezuyev. That taina of mezuyif is going to tremendously impact the person that has the shtar. So this is a person that's trying to be goyva money. Okay, you're trying to get a mana, trying to get 100 zuz from somebody. We don't care so much. We'll taina mezuyif, be mekayim the shtar, then you get the money. But a woman who has a get, we're going to taina mezuyif, so she should blive in aguna right now until you do kiyum chaysamis. That's cruel and unusual. That's insensitive. And mishum aguna, akidu bei rabbanan, they said you don't need kiyum chaysamis. But either way, so you don't need to preemptively be mekayim the shtar. However, the Mishnah says, Yeshal of Eirin, if someone will be Ma'irin, then you will have to be Mekayim the Shtar. So the Gemara says, Irikam. When we say Eirin, how many people are being Ma'irin? It doesn't mean one person is going to be Ma'irin. So one person is going to walk into Bez and he's going to say, I'd like to question the validity of this document from Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan's Dibrakol Eirin, Parchas Mishnayim. Rabbi Yochanan already said that in the world of Eirin, one person being Ma'irin is garnished. It's just like when it comes to Eidos, you need two Eidim. When it comes to Eirin, you need two Ma'irin as well. Rashi says, by the way, the Rabbi Yochanan lo yisparu sheikha. So this is another one of the Rashis where Rashi says that I don't know the source of this Rabbi Yochanan. I've never found this Rabbi Yochanan anywhere. But apparently somewhere Rabbi Yochanan had said this, and the Gemara is telling it to here. Elul, the Gemara says, Eretre. Probably what The Mishnah means when it says Oirin, which by the way is a Lashon Rabbim, it means two people were Ma'or. But the Gemara says that if it means two, then what's the solution? So why is it so posh that Kim Shtaris is going to work? I mean, it sounds like from the Mishnah, what do? But once you do Kim Shtaris, it sounds like now it's going to be okay. Why is it so posh that it's going to be okay? It's going to be two against two. Must be the error is really one person. And that's why Kim Shtaris is going to work. I, Rabbi Yochanan, said that Ein Irur Pachas Mishnayim, that's true if the Ma'arer is some random person. But if the Ma'arer is the man himself, he's the husband, so then even though it's an Ir Dechad, it's going to be different. And the reason the husband is different is because the husband is a Baldover, he's a Mechutin over here. And as a result, his Ir works even when it's Chad. But if there's going to be Kim Shtaris, it's going to be two against one. And if it's two against one, we're going to trust the two over the one. Moving along, next Mishnah, which is Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa'inyan, first of all, to everything we've learned up until this point, but even specifically to the first part of the daf. Hamevi get me medina sayam. Somebody brings to get me medina sayam. Ve'ina yachaloy me b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. And he couldn't say b'fanai nechtav, u b'fanai nechtav. Yesh olav edem yiskayim b'chaysam. So if you can't say b'fanai nechtav, u b'fanai nechtav, what's the next best thing? Or actually, it might even be the best thing, is do kim shtaris. And if you do kim shtaris, that's going to be good. Echad gitei noshim ve'echad shechrurei avadim shavu l'moylech u'lemevi. That was the halacha that underpinned the first part of the daf. That this halacha of moylech u'lemevi, also known as b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, is true. Seifer get isha and seifer get shechrur. V'zu achas men adrachim sheshavu gitei noshim l'shechrurei avadim. And this is just one of the examples of where you find a comparison between a get isha and between a get shechrur. So the Gemara now is going to unpack this short Mishnah. There was a Reisha to the Mishnah, there was a Seifa to the Mishnah, the Reisha to the Mishnah, if it sounded familiar, because we already discussed this on Daf Hey, and the Gemara is really going to chazer its very brief analysis of the first part of the Mishnah, and then the rest of the Daf is all going to be on the Seifa of the Mishnah. So what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? Hamevi get mevdina sayam, ve'inu yachaloymar b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. He can't say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. So the halacha is, im yesh olav oirim, yiskayim b'chaysam. Ma'inu yachaloymar. What's the case? What's the metzias that the person can't say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav? Ile mecheresh. Is it talking about where the shliach was a cheresh? So a cheresh in the Talmud is, inu yishoymeya. He's also enoi medaber. So is this a cheresh that's enoi medaber? Of a cheresh parasuya gito? Could a cheresh even be a shliach? By the time we learned in the Mishnah, hakol kshem l'havi yasaket, chutz mi cheresh hayti v'katan. Everybody is kosher to be a shliach to bring a get, with the exception of a cheresh hayti v'katan. So a cheresh is dead on arrival. He can't even be a shliach. So why are we having a conversation of what we do when he's the shliach as it relates to b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtav? The shlichus is not a shlichus. This get is a problem because there's no v'nasa b'yada. So if that's the case, why are we even discussing this? I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, hacha b'mayaskinon, the case is a rather far-fetched one. It's talking about where this man was the shliach. But when he was a shliach, he was a pikeach. He wasn't a cheresh. And he fulfilled the shlichus. He was a v'nasam b'yad. V'lehispik loymer b'fanai nechtav v'b'fanai nechtav. And before he had a chance to say the magic words, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav, achin ischarish, he became a cheresh. In that unlikely case, we have to know what to do. Zok de Mishnah, im yesh olav edim, yiskayim b'chaysam. Just to chazer the Gemara's analysis on Dafei, the Gemara's immediate reaction to this sugya was that Bishleim, according to Rava, who holds that Hamevi get mevdina sayam tzarach shiyomer b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav l'fisha ein edem mitzuyin l'kaimoy. So I understand what the Mishnah is saying. The whole tayeles of b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav is kiyum shtaris. Over here you can't do a traditional kiyum shtaris. Okay, so do a regular kiyum shtaris, which by the way is better than a b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav. Ala rishonim anu mitzdarin daf beis amit beis daf gimel amit aleph. How b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav works in lieu of kiyum shtaris. So the eitza of yiskayim b'chaysamav is certainly a good one. But according to Rabba, that says the takana b'fanai nechtav was twofold. Rabba yislei the Rabba, but also l'fisha im b'kiyum l'shma. How is this addressing the issue of l'fisha im b'kiyum l'shma? You're going to do kiyum shtaris. Good. You know the signatures are legitimate signatures, but still maybe the Soifer was an Amaretz, and maybe he didn't prepare the get based on the law of Lishma. So the Gemara says, Hocha b'mayaskino l'achar shalomdu. And even though there was a gzeira shem yachzu adavar l'kulkuloi, but the only time Chazal made that extra gzeira was in a situation that's common. But for this to happen, the ikimt of the Gemara is the milsav l'shchicha, and by milsav l'shchicha l'gazur b'erabon. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah was echa kitei nashim echa shukhuri avadim shavu l'maylechu l'mevi. That this takana b'fanei nechtav, you have sai by a get isha, you have it sai by a get shichur, v'zu achas min adirochim. This is only one of the ways. So the Mishnah, Beloshin Ktsara, the way it always writes, just hinted to us that there are other commonalities between a Get Isha and a Get Shechar, and the Avoida of the rest of the Daf is going to be a discussion of all those other things. Mishnah said this is one of them. What are the others? Mishnah didn't tell you. Usually if the Mishnah hints to something, if you know there's more, you look in a Braisa. We don't usually do that. We just learn the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to quote the pertinent prices. Zok de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. B'shloisha d'rachim shavu g'tei nashim l'shechur avadim. There are three ways that a get isha and a get shechur are the same. Meaning three commonalities. Number one, shavu g'moyed chulam evi, d'aloch of the Mishnah. They're both the same in as it relates to the takana of b'fanai nechtav, u'b'fanai nechtav. Additionally, v'chol get sheyesh olav eit kuti, possible. Any get over here means document, shtar. Any shtar that has a kuti signed on it is possible, chutz with the exception of gitei nashin and shechrurei avadim. Over there, the get, counterintuitively, is going to be kosher. Now this line, kol get sheyeshal of eight kuti possible chutz mikitei nashin v'shechrurei avadim, is the opening line of the Mishnah and Daf Yoram Aleph that we're going to see tomorrow. If you look at the last line in Rashi, l'kamon bepirkei mefarish taima. Later in the parak, literally tomorrow, says Rashi, we're going to be mefarish and we're going to understand this halacha a little bit better. But just to know the words are that a document that has a kuti signed on it is generally considered possible. The one chiddush where we say it's kosher is if the document is a get isha, the document is a get shechar. Now, more about this tomorrow, but anytime you find the word kuti in Shas, you have to ask yourself two questions. First of all, is this halacha being said according to the mandama that holds that the kutim were geiri emes, they were yidin, or according to the mandama that holds that they were geiri arayas with an aleph, that they were not real yidin? Their whole conversion was suspicious. Additionally, you also have to ask yourself, is that halacha going before chulin daf hei or after chulin daf hei? What happened to chulin daf hei? One of the later batei dinim in the Zman Adam Yeroim, it was determined that the kutim moving forward are for sure going to be treated as geiri arayas. If they were geiri emes, how do you have a right to just suddenly flick them out of the call? So again, that's not for now. But the bottom line is, this halach is going according to the mandama that holds that kutim were geiri emes. So being that they're geiri emes, they're really yidden. So if they're yidden, they're a menschim tish. We can discuss whether they're kashal edus or the apostle edus. So what's the halach? It's a mishnah. That they're going to be apostle, with the exception of get ish and get shikr. Why do we need this? We just need this because you see from it that get ish and get shikr again are the same. This is another example of where you put the two in the same category. B'chol ha-shtaris, number three, ha'ilu merkoyich le'vdekechavim, all shtaris that were prepared in darkuas, right, in the non-Jewish courts, even though the signatures on these shtaris were ovdekechavim, ksherim, they're going to be kosher, and here it's just the opposite. Chutz megitei nashim v'shechruri avad, with the exception of a get isha get shechur. So if you have a shtar that was prepared in the din of the malchusa digaway, Lashon Rashi, if it was prepared in one of the arkois, so then the halach is it's always going to be kosher, with the exception of a get isha get Shnichr. And by the way, this mission is also in tomorrow's daf. It's on daf Yudam Beis. This is major, major stuff coming. But that's a third example where again you find that the get ish and the get shichr are one and the same. The Braisa continues and says, "Ukidivir Rameir, according to Rameir Barba." There's actually a fourth commonality. What's that? If somebody makes a shliach and he tells the shliach, "Tain gets ish, I want you to take this get isha, be a shliach loylacha, divorce my wife," or shtar shichr zalavdi. A man had a eved, and he gave a shliach a shtar shichr, and he says, "I want you to be meshachr my eved." So the halacha is, rotzel lachse b'shneim yachzliv Rameir. Rameir says that if the husband or the master wants to be chayzer, in either of these cases, he's able to. Now, it sounds like it's only Rameir shita. Ukedivri Rameir, chum achayla. The chumim hold that if a man makes a shliach lelacha to divorce his wife, he can be chayzer, but if you give or get shichr to a shliach to free your slave, you can't be chayzer. The difference is that divorce is considered to be a chayv, as opposed to shichr is considered to be a schos. That lach is zachin l'adam shalei b'fanav, vein chavin l'adam ela b'fanav. So if somebody makes a shliach go be megarish as ishti, that shliach is a shliach lo ilocha. He's working for the husband. Therefore, until the v'nasam b'yada happens, they're not deemed to be divorced. So therefore, if the mishalech wants to be chayse, you can be chayse. But if somebody makes a shliach to be meshachar as eved, we look at the eved not as a shliach of the master. We look at him as a shliach of the eved. I, the eved, never appointed him as a shliach. Zochin la'adam shloi b'fanav. So the minute you give it to the shliach's not a shliach lo'ilach, it's a shliach ha'kabbalah. It's a shliach ha'kabbalah. You can't be chayzer. This is the sheet of the chachamim, Rameir is chaylik. Rameir says that just like gerushin is a chayv, shichr is also a chayv. Which, by the way, is very, very insightful. And the reason is because avde befkeira nichale. Believe it or not, there are people that would rather be behefkeira, be promiscuous, v'chule, rather than be a ben chayrin. That's a choice that a lot of people would prefer. And Ramei's sheet is avde befkeira nichale. So you're going to tell this eved, you're a free man now. Wow, Torah mitzvahs, you can marry. Nah, he wants to be an eved. That's what he would prefer. He wants to live in the dirt. That's Mamish's preference. But that's Ramei's sheet. He holds avde befkeira nichale. So it comes out that it's really not a schus to be meshachar an eved. And therefore, just like the husband can be chayzer if he makes the shliach lo'ilach of the gerush, and the other can be chayzer, that's the case. This is a fourth example. So the Braisa began, what were the three according to the Chachamim? B'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Eid kuti, and shtaris that were prepared in the archives. According to Rameir, what was the fourth? The fourth was that if you want to be chayzer after appointing a shliach, you'd be able to be chayzer. Now, the Braisa gave a number. Three, according to Rameir, four. We know anytime there's a number, minyana is always lima'ute. Right? That's a giveaway. So whenever there's a Mishnah or a Braisa that says, arba avos nezikin, right? Whenever there's a number being mentioned, the reason the Mishnah is doing the math for us is because the time of the Mishnah or the time of the Braisa wants us to know it's four, not five. It's three, not four. That's always the cheshbon. It's up to Gemara. Bishlam the Rabbanon. Bishlam according to Rabbanon. That gave a number. They didn't just throw out similarities. They said the number is three. And minyan is lamute. I know what it's lamute. Right? What's a lamute? Rameir. Lamute had a Rameir. The fourth one. Rameir had a fourth. I hold it's three. Lamute, Rameir's fourth. That's the Chacham of Lashita Sayo. They hold that there's a chilik between a Gedisha and a Shechur. Because Gedisha is a Choyv, Gedishnechur is a Schoz. El Rameir, Minyana, Lamute, Mai. But according to Rameir, it's four. Four as opposed to what? He agrees with the Chachamim's three, right? Bechlal, four is three. So if that's the case, so what is the Minyana, Lamute? It's coming to me, Mai, to follow me, Bryce. If you have Edom that don't know how to sign, they Pashut don't know how to sign their name. Mekaron Lem Niyar. So, the Braisa says, we work with that. What we do is, we take a piece of paper, and we tear the piece of paper, chalak, a blank piece of paper, and we tell them, just pour some ink. That, thankfully, they're able to do. So they pour a little bit of ink inside the cracks, and by default, their signature is going to be the Amrav Shem Gamliel. Shem Gamliel heard this halacha, and he said, "Bemedvar mamurim, when is this true? Begitei noshin. That's only true for getei noshin. Avol shechruri avadim, as it relates to get shechrur, the shar kol ashtaros, and all other shtaros, em yoydim likros v'lach den chaysmen. If they know how to read, then they know how to sign. We'll do that v'im lav, and if not." Ein chaysmen, we're not going to do it. So first the Gemara interrupts and says, Kriya mandachar shmei. Who said anything about knowing how to read? Bryce is talking about Eden that don't know how to sign. Eden that don't know how to sign, we work with them. Zakrab Shem Gamliel, that's true by a get isha. But by a get shikhr, other stars, if they know how to read, no one said anything about read. So the Gemara chsurim mechsev al-chitani, right, let's do a little bit of an edit here. Edem shen yoidem likrois, Edem that don't know how to read. Kairin Lufnein, we read for them. The Chaisman, additionally, if they don't know how to sign. The Chaisman, then they sign. Vishnein Yaidim Lachtam, if they don't know how to sign. Then Mekanalam, then we're going to work with them as it relates to the Chsima. So the Braisa was talking, say about reading, say about signing, and that's Reb Shimon Gamliel commented as such. But the bottom line is that you see for Reb Shimon Gamliel that he holds this is something we do for a Get Isha, it's not something that we do for a Get Shechrer. In other words, the Get Isha and Get Shechur are not the same, and that's what the Minyana, the Seif as Lamute. Rameir said it's four as opposed to a fifth. You could have thought that this Eitzah of working with the Edom to read for them or to facilitate the signature for them is something you would do Snai by Get Isha, Snai by Get Shechur. Alzen Nemar, Minyana of Rameir Lamute, that it's something we do dafkur for a Get Isha, it's not something we do for a Get Shechur. Feit Yamar. Okay, so going back to this Braisa that talks about the similarities, Vesuleka, are there no other similarities between a Get Isha, Get Shechur? Right, once you get involved in numbers, so it sounds like these the similarities are very, very precise. Sometimes we have a policy in these conversations of ton of a shire, but when there's a number, it doesn't sound like we're being ton of a shire. So we have three, a coin to a mayor, four. I have another one, but if somebody tells an evet, a shliach, and he says, take this get and give it to my wife. Or he tells a shliach, take the shtar shikr and give it to my evet. Umeis. And then the mashalech died. Well, yidnu lachar misa. The halacha is, ain get lachar misa. Cypher get ishna, cypher get shikr. This is also a sugya that's coming up on Daf Yud Gimel. What if the man would say, tnu mono l'ploini? He says, take this money, take this dollar, and give it l'ploini umeis, and he would die. Yitnu lacha misa. Then the halacha is that you give it even lacha misa. Rashi says, we're talking about where this person was a shchiv mera. And divrei shchiv mera is kechsuvim v'chemsurim dami. So as long as the shchiv mera says, give this money l'ploini, it's as if it already happened, and therefore, even if he dies, he's still supposed to give it. Tnu mono. So what do you see from here? You see that there's a similarity between a get isha and a get shechur, and a dissimilarity between them and everything else. Get isha, get shechur, that loch is lo yitnu lachamisa. Someone points a shliach to give a get isha, don't give a lachamisa. Someone points a shliach to give a get shechur, don't give a lachamisa. But tnu mana l'ploini, that's something you would do lachamisa. Zok to gemara, kik tani, milsa the last of ishtaris, milsa the is of ishtaris, like tani. You're right, it's a good point. But as it relates to this halacha of get isha, get shechur, it's not only true for get isha, get shechur. It's true for all shtaris. Meaning, what would be if a man gave a shtar matono to a shliach and he says, give it l'ploini, and then he dies? So the halach is, even if he's a shchiv mera, lo yitnu lachar misa. Because divrei shchiv mera is kechsuvim chemsurim dami. But once he writes it in a shtar, so then we're concerned, like the Gemara is about to say, that maybe he dafka wanted this gift to go over b'shtar, and just like there's no get isha lachamisa, and there's no get shichur lachamisa, there's no get mamen, there's no shtar matana lachamisa either. So the teretz of the Gemara is that it's true, this is another case where get isha and get shichur are similar, but we're trying to find cases where you have similarities that are exclusive to get isha and get shichur. This is not exclusive to get isha and get shichur, because this is more inclusive, it includes all shtaris. Now how do you know that that's the halacha, that a shchimera writes a shtar and he gives it to a shliach, and he says give it and then he dies, you don't give it lachamisa? The shalach rav Rabbi Lazar sent into the exile. Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbeinu, as in Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he sent the following telegram. Shchivmera sha'amar kisfu v'tnu mano l'ploini umeis. Shchivmera that says, write a shtar and then give a mano l'ploini, and then he died. In kais of an oisim. We don't do it, shema legoma l'knoitzi el v'shtar, because we're concerned that maybe he dafka wanted the shtar, then shtar lachamisa, and there's no shtar lachamisa. Meaning, even though it's true, divrei shchivmera is kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami, but that's only if it's divrei shchivmera. If it's not divrei shchivmera, like in this case, if you actually wrote a shtar, here it's going to be different, and we will stop here. So just to speak out a little bit, we'll have to make up some ground tomorrow, but just to speak out a little bit of raid, and that is two ha'aris, just edel ha'aris, and we're just going to touch both of them. They're both longer sugyas, but in kan mekoymoy so much laharach. First Torah is that the Mishnah said, "Hamevi get echad gitei noshnim, the echad shechruri avadim shavu lemoylech ulemevi, v'zu achas min adrochim sheshavu gitei noshnim the shechruri avadim." That there are three similarities. There are several similarities that you find between a get ish and a get shechur. One of them is that just like there's a takana of b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam, as it relates to a get isha, so too the same takana you have as it relates to a get shechur. So hamevi get memdina sayam, not a get isha, but a get shechur. Tzoruch sheyoymar befanai nechtav u befanai nechtav. Freik Tosfos a meridig akasha. Tosfos says like as follows: Dibra maschu shavu lemoylech lemevi. It's the second to last Tosfos on the yom. Vim toymar bishloima beisha bishloima as it relates to a get isha. I understand the takana of befanai nechtav u befanai nechtav. Why misham iguna? But what is the igun that you have by an evet? Tosis means that the Gemara asked on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that I have a fundamental problem with the whole takana of b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtav. Why? Because when a shliach says b'fanai nechtav, essentially he's saying etos. He's being made that something that we're a little unsure of is really okay. Now what's he saying etos on? According to Rabba, he's saying Eidos that the get was prepared properly. According to Rava, he's saying Eidos that the shtaris are good shtaris. meaning that the chasimas are good signatures. But regardless, the Eved is saying Eidos. And the Gemara's kasha was that how could a shliach by himself say Eidos? L'chayro, we're dealing with a davar she'be'erva. The ain davar she'be'erva pachas b'shlein. That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara's teretz was that this is a situation of iguna umishum iguna akilu be'rabon. So Frey Tois is a bomb of a kasha. He says, b'shloima, I understand, by again isha. Where there's an issue, mishum iguna, some mishum iguna, akilu be'rabanan. And that's why we're going to trust the shliach as an eid echad. According to Rabbah, kide islay, according to Rabbah, kide islay. But a get shichru, there's no aguna over here. What's the aguna? This person's an eved. Okay, so he's an eved. That's not iguna. So my iguna yesh. Azoy frek toys akasha. Zok, toys is v'yesh loymar, the chosh of igun, hada ase bebas chayrin, umashe inu mischayi b'mitzvahs. The fact that this man can't marry a baschayim because he's an eved, and eved's not allowed to marry a baschayim. Baschayim's not allowed to marry an eved. Additionally, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs. An eved kanani is a chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha, but he's not chayiv in all 613 mitzvahs. So therefore, we look at this as being a situation of igun, and therefore the same kula of nishum iguna akilu be'rabbanon that you have as it relates to an isha, you're going to have as it relates to an eved as well. Freit Reb Kiva Eger. I don't understand Tosfos' kasha. What was the problem in the Tchilas HaSugya? Why the Gemara had to come on to Meshum Iguna Kilu Be'Rabbana? It was because we're dealing with a Davar She'be'erva. The ain't Davar She'be'erva Pachas Mishnayim. Of a Freik Reb Kiva Eger, what's the Davar She'be'erva over here? We're dealing over here with an Eved. An Eved's not a Davar She'be'erva. So if it's not a Davar She'be'erva, so what should be the problem? Now the truth is, there were two Gersoyas in the Gemara in Daf Beis and in the Gemara in Daf Gimel, in terms of what the Gemara's kasha was, why it is that an Eid Echad himself shouldn't be believed to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. In one girsa, the Gemara was asking two kashas. One kasha was, it's a davar she'be'erva v'ein davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim. But a second kasha, and that is that Eid Echad, whose neman b'yisurim, is only neman if it's not a schazik yisura. But if it's a schazik yisura, it'd be a problem. So the emes is, it could be that this Eved is viewed as being a schazik as an Eved. So you want now, as an Eid Echad, to go keneged that chazoka, that would be a problem. But let's go with the other gears in the Gemara. That the Gemara had one kasha and one kasha only. And that is, it's the davar she'be'erva v'ein davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim. Freik Reb Kiva Eger, what's the davar she'be'erva when it comes to an Eved Kanani? So I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Zois LeYakov from my Goyin Agadol Reb Shmuel Yankov. This is in Zois LeYakov Al HaTorah. It's in Parshas Shoftim. And he brings a teretz that he heard from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, to answer Reb Kiva Eger's kasha. And that is, the halacha is that if somebody walks into Beis Din and is made regarding a Koyin that he's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, we accept their eids, obviously. How many Eidim do you need to testify that someone's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza? So the first Mishnah Masechtas Makis, Eidin Anu Bishploini, Shehu Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, Einoim Rem Yasezeh, Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, Tachtav Eloloi Garban. It sounds like you need two Eidim, Eidin Anu Bishploini, Shehu Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. The emes is, it's a Mefurisho Gemara. It's a Gemara, it's even a Sugya, it's a Masechtas Kedushin, a Perka Oimer, Daf Samech Vava Medeis. The Gemara says, Bok Tzeina, that in order to say Eidos on someone, that he's a Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, you would have to have two Eidim. The Tosfos Rid on that Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samech Vav says that you see from here a gewaldige chiddush, that to testify that somebody is mipsulei kohuna or miksherei kohuna is a davar she'be'erva. How does he know that? Because otherwise, why would you need two Eidim? L'chayre, to say Eidus that someone's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, is a shayla v'sveheter. He's a chalal or he's a kayin kasher. He could do the avodah. He could eat truma. Right? It sounds like it's a question of isavah. It's not davar she'be'erva mamon. And by the way, even though there are monetary implications in isavah heter, there are also monetary implications. But the chefs of the edus is not being made that somebody owes somebody money. The edus is that his mother was a grush and his father was a kayin, and as a result, he's a ben grush. His mother was a chalutza and his father was a kayin. As a result, he's a ben chalutza. The edus itself, you would think, is isavah heter. A pesach to taisis rit in this gemara, I see a very big chiddush. I see that really the edus of psulei kohuna, such as ben grush ben chalutza, is an eidus of davar she'be'erva. And if that's the case, says the Tosfos Rid, I think to be made on someone that he's mipsulei hakol, to testify that someone's a mamzer, that's me inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, like saying that somebody is a chalal, that too is going to be a davar she'be'erva, and it's going to follow all the gedarim of davar she'be'erva, most notably, ein davar she'be'erva, pachas mishnayim. As I state in Tosfos Rid, The Shef Shmeitzer in Shmeitzer Vav is Meirich. That even though the Tosfos Rit said Doshte in the Gemara, and it certainly feels like Doshte in the Gemara, but in the Rambam it's Mavur not that way. The Rambam is in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it's in Perik Tezayin, it's Pasuk Vav. I'll just read one line in the Rambam. Omar Eid Echad Chelev Kloyos Huzeh. If an Eid Echad walks into Bezdin and he says, this piece of meat, I know it's from the Chelev HaKloyos. Meaning, you're not allowed to eat it. It's one of the Chalavim that you're not allowed to eat. Kilei HaKerem and Peres Eilu. These Peres, they're Kilei HaKerem. Gerusha or Zoyna he Ishazu. This woman is either a Gerusha or she's a Zoyna. The Ochal, and then somebody went ahead and he ate the Chelev HaKloyos. He ate this Kilei HaKerem. Oy Baal Be'edim. Or let's say a Koyim was boiled this Gerusha. That Loch is a Reza Loika. He's going to get Malkus. Afa Pisha Ikara Isser Be'edacha. Meaning, even though we only know that this woman is a grusha based on the edus of an Eid Echad, but if someone, a kohen, let's say he's going to be boiled this grusha right now, he's going to have a din of a boiled grusha, and he's going to get mal. Because this is what we know as the halacha of Yuchsak. Yuchsak says that once an Eid Echad establishes something as being a certain way, we can assume this is the way it is, and therefore we can give malchus and mises bez, and we can do whatever we need to do based on the edus of an Eid Echad. Right? You would think, how can an Eid Echad even indirectly call somebody Malkus, call someone Mises Bezin. It's the sugi of Yuchzak, not our sugi. But the bottom line is, says the Shmaitzi, you see from here, that an Eid Echad is all you need to say that a woman is a Grusha, a woman is a Zayna. To say a woman's a Grusha, a woman's a Zayna, that's Mipsule Kahuna. You're saying that she's Pasol Akayin. L'chura, it should be no different than saying that someone's a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza. But the bottom line is, it's Mavur that the Rambam holds, that to say that someone's a Grusha or someone is a Zayna, the halacha is that you don't need to Eidim, but we treat it like regular Issev HaHeter, and Daloch is Eid Echad Nema Bisur. If that's the case, so what's Takib Shat? Why do you need to Eidim to say that somebody is a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza? Why do you need to Eidim to establish that someone is Mipsulei HaKol? If really all it is Issev HaHeter, it's not a Dovah Sheba Erva, so why do you need to wait? And Taisus Rid was Mechiyach, it's a Dovah Sheba Erva. Okay, so if it's a Dovah Sheba Erva, it's a Dovah Sheba Erva. But as it relates to the Rambam, it's clear that the Rambam didn't hold that way, so why then do you need to wait then? So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that his Rebbe, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and he sends you to two places in Shari Chaim, Mesechtes Gittin. It's in Siman Aleph he talks about it, and he talks about it in Siman Yud as well. That's Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the Sefer. Everyone knows the Sichas Musar, but Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has real Festus Svarim al Hashas as well. There's Shari Chaim on Mesechtes Gittin, and in two Simonim, the Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz said this inyan, and that is the Pasuk says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish, L'chol Ovoin U'l'chol Chatos, B'chol Cheta Sheyechta Al Pi Shnei Eidim, Oy Al Pi Shloisha Eidim Yakum Dov. So the Sifri on this pasuk says as follows: Lo yakum eid echad be'ish. Ain li elu l'dinei nefashes l'dinei mominis minayin. I would know from this pasuk. Okay, you need to aid him. Maybe for the most chomer type of edus for dinei nefashes. How do you know you need to aid him for dinei mominis? Talmud loymar. It says lo yakum eid echad be'ish l'chol avoy. L'chol avoy is mar, but even dinei mominis l'karbonis minayin. How do you know you need to aid him to say that someone's chayv to bring a carbon? Talmud loymar. The next word l'chol chatos l'makos minayin. How do you know you need to aid him to say that somebody is Chayav Malkus? Talmud Loimar, it says, Bechol Chet Asher Yecheta Lahalois L'Kohuna U'Lahoyrid Mena Kohuna Minayim. How do you know you need to aid him to establish someone as being a Kosher Akayin or L'Hoyrid Mena Kohuna to say that he's a Chalol, for example? Talmud Loimar, it says, L'Chol Ovein U'L'Chol Chatos. And from the words l'chol avoin u'l'chol chatos, from there I know that to establish someone as a kohen or l'hoirid somebody min hakohuna, for that you need to wait. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz said that this drasha and this sifri is a little bit sasam. I know from there that you need to aid him to make someone a kohen or to be married someone from being a kohen. What's this drasha? Okay, so you're going to tell me ein meshivan ala drashas, right? We don't understand drashas, so you can ask a kasha on a drasha. You can't ask a kasha on something unless you understand it. So if you know how drashas work, you can ask a kasha. I'm a fart. This drasha seems to be very sasam. Said Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, it's a davar nifla. He said, the pasuk says, lo yachum eid echad be'ish. And what the Torah is saying is that if you want to be made on an ish, you want to testify about a person, you want to say, vos is their ish, vos is their gavra, to tanch up a gavra, lo yakum eid echad. And that's the hemshech, lo yakum eid echad be ish, l'chalav l'chalav, doesn't matter what it's for, but you can't say edus on an ish.
Lo yakum eidechad beish. Now Reb Chaim Shlomo is not making up a drasha. He's learning up to Sifri. That lo yakum eidechad beish mechalavin el cholchatos. That the punchline, the dogush of this brayso was, you can't say eidus on an ish. But alkapanim says Reb Shmuel Yankiv. This is the whole shtickle here. Says Reb Shmuel Yankiv in Parsha Shoiftim that Reb Chaim Shlomo said that maybe that's pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is mavur that you have to. Tosfos didn't understand that how could a shliach say b'fanai nechta when it comes to a get shicher? You don't have mishum igun akilu bei rabbanon. So how are you going to answer the gemara's kash on that base amid base daf gimel amid aleph? Freak up kiveger. I understand what the problem is. That was only an issue because it's a davar shabeherva. L'chayra, this is not a davar shabeherva. This is a shaila. Is he a get in evid or is he not in evid? So what's the shaila with davar shabeherva? Zokrab shmuel yankum chayim shmuel evid said erachinami. Tosfos wasn't coming mitzad davar shabeherva, but Tosfos felt that to be made on a person that he's an Eved, or to say that a person's not an Eved, that's being made on the Ish. As a man, she's a free man. So that's saying Eidos in the Ish, that was where Tosfos was coming from. Tosfos was coming mitzad l'yakum eid echad be'ish. That's where it was. That was the issue, and that is really the premise of what Tosfos' kasha was. One interesting thing you see from Tosfos is that there's a concept of aguna even by a man. Right? Because Tosfos's kasha was that why does b'fanai nechta work by a get shicher? There's no mishum aguna akilu bei rabbanon. Tosfos said there is mishum aguna akilu bei rabbanon because he can't marry ben chayrin. Additionally, he can't do mitzvahs. So you say meris, it's pretty mefurish that just like mishum iguna b'loshen ekeva, mishum agun akilu bei rabbanon as well. And the truth is something we spoke about. We spoke about this in Masechtas Yevamos. This was when we went through the Inyan of Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Specifically, this is Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, part 3. But this was a festa shmuz, be'ikar, and the tshuvas of the Noida Yehuda, where the shailas that came about, and these were new shailas that you didn't find in the times of Chazal. So everyone knows there's a perik in Shas called Ha'isha Rabba, right? Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam, and Erecha comes and says, I know that your husband died. So the halacha is that Meshumaguna Akilu Bei Rabbanon Daike Isha Mintzaba, when it comes to Edis Isha, we trust in Erecha. What would be if a man's wife went to Medina Sayam and she hasn't been heard from? So that, there's no Mishnah, there's no Braisa, there's no Gemara. This is something that was never discussed. Why? Because what's the shaila? If you want to get married, get married. You can marry another woman. The woman is stuck because she's an eshes ish. So if she doesn't know where her husband is, she's an aguna. But the man is not an agun because the man was always able to marry anybody he wanted anyways. But once Rabbeinu Gershom came and he made a cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, so once it was a cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, just like she's stuck at home, now he's stuck at home. And here's the question. The question is, does the kulois of the sugya of eidas isha apply in the reverse, or does it not apply in the reverse? And again, this is something that the Kadmonim never had to discuss. It was a moot point. This conversation wasn't a geya. But in the later days, this wasn't a geya. And this was real, real stuff that went on. Now, the emesis is a mefurish of Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is in Siman Kufnun Ches and Eben Ezer, where the Beis Shmuel says mefurish, that even though be'edos ishe hikilu to believe in Eidecha, that's only as it relates to the man that went to Medina Sayam. But counterintuitively, if it's the woman, over there, you're not going to have the same kula. And over there, you're going to need two edim, and an eid echad is not going to be believed. Incidentally, the Beit Shmuel says that the reason you're going to need two edim is not because it's a davar shebe'erva. He says it's really not a davar shebe'erva. The reason is because it's an eid echad keneged eschazek yisura, totally in the two gersayis, on the base on the base, and it's because of that you're going to only be believed if you have two edim. The Noida Yehuda was choylik on the Beit Shmuel. He had a tremendous koyach d'ater in these tshuvas, not for now. But one thing is clear. It sounds like from that shmuz that the ikur takana of mishum ogun, mishum iguna, you didn't really have by the man. You had it by the woman, mishum aguna, akilu bei rabbanon. It felt a little bit from that conversation that the mishum ogun, and to go out of your way to be mekel, that's not something that you would really have. I think this Tosfos is for sure a marim makom. That you see here that just like mishum iguna, akilu bei rabbanon, as it relates to the isha, you find this a makar that mishum ogun, akilu bei rabbanon, is the sugya. The fact that this man can't marry ben chayrim, the fact that he can't be mekayim all his mitzvahs, the isha of aguna is not exclusive to an isha. The isnoid of aguna is something that could be true for the man as well. It could be true for the yogin. Just to end with one final aura. Now, the second aura, we mentioned both of these raidites really are much longer shmuzen that we have to get to Bezer Hashem at some point. But the second one really is. And we'll just speak out one excerpt of it. And that is also a kasha that Kveger brings in a tshuva. And that is, so one of the themes of today's daf was a shliach lahilacha of a get shicher.
So a man owns an eved. He wants to be meshachar his eved, and he made a shliach. Go be meshachar my eved. There's a halacha that just like b'fanai nechtav, you don't need kiyum shtaris, mishum aguna, akilu be'rabonim, by get isha. You have the same exact halacha as it relates to a get shechar. So Reb Kiveger, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Tzadik Dalet, he brings a kasha. The shoyel over here is his son's Edom. V'yedidi chasan b'ni harav rav herish bleichraf. So he asked the Zayde Reb Kiveger the following question. A moyer diga kasha. He said that how could somebody make a shliach to be meshacher his efet? Rabbi Akiva said, Soita daf gimel amad aleph, ha-meshacher avdoi oivre ba'aseh. Shenema lo'ilu bem tavoy. That means if someone's meshacher is eved, he's being oivre an aseh. If he's being oivre an aseh, if you make a shliach to now be oivre this aseh, why is that not in shliach l'dvar aver? This was the kasha that Reb Kiveger's enukul asked Reb Kiveger. So Reb Kiveger writes back to him, "Bezochruni she'el madeti b'zeh." I remember I once asked this kasha as well. You mechaven to me, mechaven to Reb Kiveger. He says I asked the same exact kasha, and he says the first thing I want to clarify, and I'm assuming you mean this, even though you didn't speak this out, but I just want to clarify that the kasha is only a kasha according to Reb Meir. Me, there's a machlokes Reb Meir and the Chachamim. If somebody makes a shliach to go be meshacher and eved, could you be chayzer from that shlichus? Or could you not be chayzer from that shlichus? We had in today's daf, Reb Meir held that you can be chayzer from the shlichus, whereas the Chachamim held you can't be chayzer from the shlichus. What's the machloikis? The machloikis is, do we look at shichur as being a chayv, or we look at shnichur as being a schos? If we look at it as being a chayv, so the shlich is a shlich lo ilacha, he's working for the other. If we look at shichur as being a schos, so then we look at it, the shliach not as being a shliach of the adon, but rather, who's he a shliach of? He's a shliach of the Eved, and as a result, it's chal immediately. So Reb Kiveger said, I think the kash is only a kash according to Rameh. Because according to the Chachamim, this shliach is really not a shliach of the husband. He's really a shliach of who? Of the Eved. So said Reb Kiveger, the Odoin has an Isser to be Meshacher, his Eved. But the Eved doesn't have an Isser to be Mekabel, the Shecher. Tabay Olav Bracha, you might as well take it. But he's not the one that's doing the Isser, it's the Odoin that's doing the Isser. So if the Eved is really the one that's making the shliach, so then it's not a shliach advar aver. Pesuk Reb Kiveger, probably you meant this, the kasha is only a kasha according to Rameh. That according to Rameh, that holds that really you're a shliach of the Adon. So if you're shliach the Adon, then you're going to have a problem, the chayra of ein shliach advar aver. But al kapanim, this was the kasha that the enukal asked, and Reb Kiveger said, I was mechaven to the same exact kasha. But al kapanim, Reb Kiveger told him that even though it's a very gishmak, a kasha, and a bismedish, zok tzachiv, zeh, gishmak, but he says, I think the teretz is pasha. There's two very, very pasha terutzim. One pasha the teretz is, maybe it's talking about where he made him a shliach to be meshachar him l'dvar mitzvah. And we know that even though a meshacher avdo over the basay, but for dvar mitzvah you're allowed to. Now there's several examples in Gemaras for this. Maybe the most famous example is the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer shenichnas lebeis haknesses v'lei motza asara." Rabbi Eliezer came into the beis haknesses, he couldn't find a minion. V'shnicher avdoi, and he was meshacher his eved. V'shlimoi la'asara, and like this, he was able to have a minion. Freik the Gemara, v'heichi avid hachi. How was Rabbi Eliezer allowed to be meshacher his eved to make a minion? V'am Rabbi Yudkol meshacher avdoi v'basir eishneb loy lebem tavoydu. And for the Gemara, the dvar mitzvah shani. This was a dvar mitzvah. It was different. It's a mitzvah baba. This is a mitzvah derab. Right, we always speak out the kasha that the Chidah said that he once heard from one of the Kadmoinim. He said that why did Rabbi Eliezer have to be over an aseh? Why do he have to be meshacher his eved? Why didn't he just make a goylem? He should have just made a goylem. Again, we're still in the spirit a little bit. So he should have just made a goylem. And like this, he would have had a tzeitah. He says, this is a riot to the Chacham Tzvi Shaila. Chacham Tzvi klader safik if a goylem is mitzarev l'minyan. He says, you see before, she's not mitzarev l'minyan. Because if it was mitzarev l'minyan, he would have made a goylem. But we digress. The bottom line is, you see over here, if it's Lidvar Mitzvah, it's Mutter. So Reb Kiveger said, maybe the case was, where's Lidvar Mitzvah? You don't know what the case was. So maybe it was Lidvar Mitzvah. If it was Lidvar Mitzvah, in that instance, it's going to be okay. He says, Inami, Reb Kiveger says, that if you go through the Sugya, Meshachar, Abdo, Oiv, Baaseh, it's Mavur. The reason it's an Aseh is because of Loisachonim. You're not going to give a Kanani a gift. And it's out to Loisachonim Shabbat. But what would be if somebody gave you real money? Somebody was paid to him. Like, somebody comes to you, I'll give you a Zekel, just be Meshachar, they have it. No Isser Aseh. In that case, maybe it's a mitzvah. But the bottom line is, in Aseh, it's a chanan. So Kiveger said there's eitzes. Go through the sugya. You're right. A classic example, maybe it's a good kasha. But there's definitely eitzes. But I'll tell you something interesting. This kasha, the Reb Kiveger brings in a tshuva. The Noida B'Yehuda also brings in a tshuva. Now, this Tshuvas Noida Behuda is where this becomes a major, major discussion. And really, it's in the middle of five or six Tshuvas that in totality span about 50 pages of Madura Kama of Shnailus and Tshuvas Noida Behuda. It was Negeya, a controversial get, that wasn't mamish to get me cleaver, but it's up there. It's in the conversation. This was a get that the Noida Behuda was involved in that was marish olamos, and the great meshivan of that kufa all chimed in. Be'ezus Hashem, it's something that l'chayr we have to get back to. But the ma'is neshahaya kachaya was as follows. I'll read it to you inside from the opening paragraph in Shailos Hatshuvos Noida Behuda. Ma'isa be'echad shegirish ishtar rishoyna al yedei shliach. There was a story with a man who divorced his wife al yedei shliach. But here's the punchline. U'bal karcha. He did it, bal karcha. Had that happen. Shetafsua bali milchamos lo isha ve'emtzar rechoyv. Bali milchamos came, and they chapped this isha ve'emtzar rechoyv, v'ashliach zorech haget lecheka. And the shliach forced her to take the get. Tzaka ha isha ve'ein moshiach. The woman is screaming, and nobody's listening. V'ilei nisratzis lekabel, v'shliach haget mecheka. The minute she got the get, she threw it away. U'lefit v'areh, miroiv, and she's trying to come up with an eitzah to not be divorced. And she said, oh, it didn't happen because it tore before it got to me. Either way, this Shaila came to the desk of the Noida Behuda. Said the Noida Behuda, that being that there was an Aveira Chamura that took place when this get was given, what's the Aveira Chamura? Lavar al Cherim Rabbeinu Gershin Ma'ira Goyla Lagarish Bal Karcha. To be over the Cherim Rabbeinu Gershin of Ma'ira Goyla. Rabbeinu Gershin made a Cherim. He made many Charamim. The most famous one is polygamy. The second most famous one is that a man can't divorce his wife Bal Karcha, right? That's a Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershin. So said the Noida Behuda, the thing that this person was over on the Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershin, because the Gershin took place Bal Karcha. Now, a gerushin bal karcha is a gerushin. It's a cherim de rabbeinu gerushin, but it's a gerushin. But over here, it happened al yedei shliach. Im kein ein shliach l'dvar aveira, u'batol mais na'shlichos l'gamri, v'lein nisgarshi b'shlichos habal. V'ein kan gerushin, v'yasur li nosei, v'ua migarish eitenu isha, v'chayiv kol chiyu v'yabal u'ishtoi, v'asib isha acheres machmas cherim rabbeinu gerushin, v'ra goyu shloi visa shtei nosha. Said the Noi de Behuda, I'm pasking behechlet that this get is not a get, which was the opposite of the Noi de Behuda's psak in the get me cleaves. There it was 100% a get. Here it's 100% not a get with the ganze ganze, the same shleimus. But either way, with all the adjectives. But said the Noi de Behuda, get's not a get. Why is the get not a get? Because this gerushin happened with dvar avera. It happened al yedei, somebody just indiscriminately forcing a woman to go ahead and get divorced. It's a cherim, and because it's a cherim, ain't shlichus v'aravir. L'maisa, the oilam was ma'ira on the Noida Behuda's psak. And the primary reason that the oilam was ma'ira on the Noida Behuda's psak, meaning what was the grace of chiddush that the Noida Behuda said? Doesn't sound like he said such a chiddush. It sounds like he's saying very good, right? What was the grace of chiddush? The grace of chiddush was, is that the Noida Behuda was saying that ain't shlichus v'aravir is the taich, that the shlichus is nitkan shlichus. And the oilam was ma'orer on the Noida Behuda. They said that it's true there's a sugya in Shas, Ein Shlichus L'Varavera, one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. But Ein Shlichus L'Varavera just means that if Reuven makes Shimon a shliach, go do an Avera for me, the Avera doesn't trace itself back to the Meshaleach. Obetzizogin as the shlichus is nitkan shlichus, mehecha teisin. And that's where the oilam was ma'orer on the Noida Behuda. And the Noida Behuda defended his psak and his tshuvas that Ein Shlichus L'Varavera doesn't only mean that the Meshaleach doesn't get the Avera, but it also means that the Shlichus is bottle. Meaning, if you would say that Ein Shlichus L'Varavera just means that the Meshaleach doesn't get the Avera, but really the Shlichus is a Shlichus, okay, so it's terrible what happened. The Shliach is the person that's going to give din v'cheshma for what happened. Abba L'maisa, the Isha's Megureshes. Either we're over Cherem D'Rabbeinu Gershon, and Chanami, it's not good. But L'maisa, she's Megureshes. What are you supposed to do? But being that Ein Shlichus V'Aravera means, said the Noida Behuda, that the Shlichus is not even Chal. So if the Shlichus is not even Chal, that was the whole Nakuda. And Emesis is a Makar to it from a Toysis, the last line, the Toysis, Bava Metzia, Dafyura, and Beis. It's 50 pages in Tshuvas and in other Tshuvas as well. This is a tremendous, tremendous arichas. What does that have to do with us? One of the tshuvas that were written to Noida Behuda, and they're printed here in Shailos HaTshuvos Noida Behuda, were written by the mechutin of the Noida Behuda, Rab Itzchak Hamburger. So the Noida Behuda had a mechutin whose name was Rab Yitzchak Halevi Ish Horowitz. He was from the very famous Ish Horowitz. That was the mishpach of the Hafla. In fact, he was the Hafla's father's brother. So the Hafla and the Rebbe Reb Shmelke, Nicholasberg's father, had a brother, Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Ish Horowitz, and he was one of the big Rabbanim in Germany, and he was known more popularly as Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger. Just by way of history and putting the last few weeks together, Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger had two very famous edims. One was Rabbi Shulam Igra, who was the Preshburger Rav prior to the Chassam Sofer coming to Preshburg, buried right next to the Chassam Sofer. And additionally, he had an edim, Yakivka, or as I was recently corrected, Yakivka, who was the son of the Noida B'Yehuda, that's why he was his mechotin. He was the Noida B'Yehuda's mechotin. What's also interesting is Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger's daughter, one of his daughters, was the mother of Rav Naftali Meir Rapshitz. So that connects not only Preshburg to Prague, but now you have Preshburg, Prague, and Rapshitz. But the bottom line is that what in the mechutin of the Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger, he was the one that wrote very, very sharp back to Noida B'Yehuda. And he was the one that was being chaylik. They were bali plukta. So don't try this at home. But if you go through these tshuvas, you know, with mechutanim that is. But either way, he was his bali plukta. And Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger was bringing many, many rayas to the Noida B'Yehuda, not like his chiddush. That it's not true what you're saying. That if somebody makes a shliach l'dvar aveira, so the halacha is that although it's true ain't shliach l'dvar aveira, that just means the mishalech doesn't get the aveira. But as it relates to the shlichus itself, since that's poshut that the shlichus is going to be a shlichus, ain't shliach l'dvar aveira does not mean that the shlichus is going to be bottled. And Imamish bought 15 rayas. If you go through the rayas, he bought 15 rayas. Now if you do rayas to his mechutin, he says I could see from all your rayas because roiv of the rayas mamish don't even belong al shulchan talmid chachamim, and it's clear to me that the whole tachas of your tshuva is mitzad ahavas hanitzuach. You just want to put up a fight, and he says, I'm only interested in the emes, you're only interested in arguing, there's no purpose for us to be talking because we're not speaking the same language. He says, you're coming to me, you know half the rais are bringing a shvach rais, so why are you bringing them? How am I? You're trying to, whatever, but that's not my Indian, I'm posh, I'm torid, I'm not looking to win an argument, this is my psak, this is what I think the halach is, if you have something klar not like me, tell me. I'm not interested in 15 rais that are not such klar rais. It's not much what the Nei Zvita says. One of his rais, one of Itzkel Hamburger's rais, that if somebody goes ahead and makes a shlich d'var aveira, that loch is the shlichus is chal. That if you make a shlich d'var aveira, the shlichus is chal was from Kiveges Kasha. If someone goes ahead and he makes a shlich lohilacha to be meshachar and eved, so what's the halacha? You see, the shlichus is a shlichus. The whole sugi in shas before I nechtem. Isn't it a problem of ain't shlich d'var aveira? Chur ain't shlich d'var aveira. Why? Because I'm a shachar avda ov de base. That was Rabbi Kiveges Kasha. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger, the terrace must be ein shlich d'var aveira. Just means that the shliach gets the aveira, as opposed to the mishalech. Over the shlichus is chal, and that's why there's a whole sugya. So this kash Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger wanted to bring as a riot to his shita. So said the Noida B'Yehuda, Masha hevi miten get zela avdi gitten daf yudala from the base. We also had it in today's daf. Dover ze mevi li de gichoch. That's what he writes. I think that means laughter. He says dover ze mevi li de gichoch. Vichi ha shliach hameshacher huze vechulu vechulu. He says first of all, Rabbi Kiveges Taina, the shliach is not the shliach of the master. He's the shliach of the eved. And if he's the shliach of the eved anyway was not doing the avera. So I'm not even sure what your kash is. Kiveges Taina. V'im yoy masha yoy chiyach mitivir ameyer. Elamai, you'll tell me, your eyes for ameyer. Sh'oymer yachs umashma shem inichoy se shapen oysen ha-shliach ha-shtar shich li-adet. So he said, Iboyes eima amino, if you want, I'll tell you. V'inai leish rameyer, inis soyve ki Rabbi Yishmael. If your whole kash is according to Rabbi Meir, maybe Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yishmael in Soita Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, also later Masechtes Gittin, that lo ilo bem tavoidu zu Rishos. Meaning your whole kash is according to Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Kivei Gecheshben. So if the whole kash is according to Rabbi Meir, maybe holds like Rabbi Yishmael. For oi, dichilo mishkachas, bim mishachroi lutzorich mitzvah, she'im ba yisa klal, maybe did a lutzorich mitzvah. And if you did a lutzorich mitzvah, this wouldn't be a problem either. Either way, these tshuvas go on literally for 50 pages. And if you look in the back, in the Likutei Aris, so they bring the Sfachim there of Kama Vekama tshuvas that were written by Gedolei Yisrael on this topic. Metz Hashem, maybe we'll get back to it. But it played itself out. This from Kiveges Kasha was one line, anyways, in these 50 pages of tshuvas.